He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are on show number 439, and if you didn't know it, it's a brand new year, 2020. We have a lot going on. I will tell you, we have a lot going on. Two major things. The first thing that I'm going to tell you about is going to be CES, and that's the Consumer Electronics Show. In case you don't know what that stands for, CES, Consumer Electronics Show. The Consumer Electronics Show has been held every year for the last umpteen years, and anybody who is anybody in the high-tech industry who sells consumer devices or pretty much any type of electronic technology will be represented at CES. It takes place in Las Vegas at the convention center, but I think what people don't realize is there's going to be over 250,000 people attending CES this year, and every single space is rented out. It's not only the convention center, there's two convention centers there. They are both booked solid. Every hotel, every room in about a 10-mile radius is booked out. And in addition, the overflow of exhibitors and private booths, we'll talk about that in a minute, that extends to every hotel that is out there. So if you're at the Bellagio or the MGM, any ballrooms or suites that they have are rented out by companies, because they will have private showings by invitation only sometimes, and you'll go to suite 477 at the Bellagio, and in there they'll have a suite, and they'll do a one-to-one on what their new products are. So it's pretty fascinating and certainly pretty interesting. I will be doing coverage along with the Tech Podcast Network starting this coming Tuesday, and my slot will be every morning from 9, that would be Vegas time, from 9 to 1, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it will be from 10 for 3 hours. So you can just tune in really to the Gadget Professor webpage, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch all the coverage live, or you can go to the techpodcast.com website and watch the coverage live there. Enough about CES. I'm very excited. I will be leaving to drive to Vegas probably Sunday or Monday this coming week, so it should be pretty good. Also, before we start, of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, every year, the last show of the year, as you know or may not know, I pick the gadget of the year, and this is kind of an interesting one this year. If you've watched every Gadget Professor show, that would be 52 a year, plus about 50 auxiliary shows between Consumer Electronics Show and the National Association of Broadcasters show. I do a lot of shows every year. So this year, without further ado, we are going to pick the Gadget of the Year. And that is going to be the Quilt. This is just a phenomenal device. I love it. I've been using this for probably 3 years now, and they have new versions of it pretty much every year. They are on the Quilt 3 version, and you can get the Quilt 2 version or the Quilt 1. The Quilt 3 version is $99. I think the Quilt 2 is $69. The difference between the two is speed. So I have done a lot of coverage on this, and what I think I'm going to do, just to make it easy, is here's the overview of what this device does. It's pretty impressive. So as you can see, this device does a lot of things. I used this when I went overseas and was doing a photography stint there. And everything that I shot on my iPhone 11 Pro Max, I didn't have to back up. It was every time I came to a hot spot or was in a place where there was internet, it automatically backed it up. And I got to tell you, that's pretty convenient. The other thing is I can back, it backs up my DSLR, it backs up my GoPro, and everything is there in full resolution. And also I have the ability to call it back anytime I want to look at it, or I could send links to people and they can look at it. So this is by far the best that there is, in my opinion. And it's a small device. This is what it looks like, and this happens to be the Quilt 2. Quilt 3 is pretty much the same size, but it's very small. It hooks up to your router, and what's nice about this is you saw in the video on the back, you have ports for not only Ethernet connection, but you can put in an SD card, or you can put a lot of external hard drives on there. I have a 10 terabyte hard drive, and that thing just sails. I can't say enough about this. It's definitely my my favorite gadget of the year, without question. Although there were some tough ones in there, but I still like this device, and I think you will find it extremely functional. And for the money, you just can't beat it. And it never failed. It has never failed once in the 3 years that I've been using it. That's how rock solid the technology is. Now, the caveat here, as I understand it, and I'm friendly with the CEO of the company, very, very nice guy. He informed me that they are selling or have sold a license, the technology license, to Western Digital. And as I understand it, they are going to be coming out with some impressive types of devices that will incorporate the Quilt technology with the Western Digital product. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And also, when I go to CES, I am going to do an interview, a one-on-one interview, exclusive interview, with the folks that are now handling this technology. So it's very exciting, and I will certainly keep you posted. If you're wondering how much this costs, it's, as I said, it's very economical. If you're going to buy one, get the Quilt 3. It's $99, includes free shipping, and it would take me an hour, maybe more, to go over all the things that this will do, but it's very nice. This is also a portable media player, so that you can take this, plug in the output, the HDMI output, plug that into your monitor, into your LCD screen, whatever, and you got a great slideshow or slash video show right there, and this fits in your pocket. So it's just an outstanding device, and for 2019, to me, this is my gadget of the year. All right, let's get into some news before we start the show. This is an article. I want you to read this when you get a chance, but essentially what this is going to do is show you how to memorize things in 20 minutes. And it goes through a process, and it's quite fascinating. It's based on science. With just 20 minutes of work, you'll retain almost all of what you have just learned. So it gives you a step-by-step procedure to do this. It's a very interesting read, very short read, but I found it fascinating. And I've used this technique. I can't believe it. It works. I read a lot of technical articles, and an hour later, I forget what I was reading. This has helped me, and I think it will help you. So this will be in the show notes. You'll want to check that out. Another interesting thing I think you should know news-wise is the popular door camera company exposed info of millions of people to a massive data breach. Yeah, so a lot of people bought this Wyze Labs camera for Black Friday, and also on a zillion other sales, and I know you have this camera. I actually recommended it, and I still do recommend it. But this camera is very small, very economical, cheap, and it works real well. Unfortunately, there was a security leak in it, and millions of people were exposed. So if it was out in your front porch or in your house, you may or may not want your data exposed. I know I don't want my data exposed. So you need to go in and upgrade that, and the company will tell you how to do that. And I believe those security flaws are fixed. Two things on that. One, either the company didn't do the proper testing, and believe me, they're not alone, or two, and this is probably what happens, you know, when it comes to hacking, those hackers are many times smarter than the engineers who built this stuff. And it's a tough thing today. I mean, you know, if you look at all the people who have been hacked, all the premier companies that have been hacked, it's pretty scary. So one of the things going back that I liked about the quilt is you're not on the cloud. The data, your photos, your videos are all backed up to your personal hard drives, no cloud. So, you know, these guys back up to the cloud, and you just got to be careful. Let's just leave it at that. All right. This is another piece of information that will be very relevant in 2020. This is the TRACED Act signed into law, putting robocallers on notice. They are finally have passed a law, bipartisan law. Yeah. And they are going to really clamp down on all these robocalls. And I think the thing here is all your congressmen and senators have been subjected to the roughly same amount of robocalls that you and I get, which is a pain in the neck. I mean, a real pain in the neck. It's such a pain in the neck that I don't answer the phone unless I know who it's from. And unfortunately, I miss several calls that are actually important. So everybody should use caller ID. So if I could see on the phone that it's from, you know, ABC Health Company, you know, and I want to take that call, I could do that. But when I don't see a caller ID, unless I recognize the number, I usually let it go into voicemail. So I doubt they'll have any teeth in this act, but if you want to read what was passed, here is the article. All right, enough of this craziness. Let's get into the apps of the day. And here we are, Cardzilla. Oh my God, what is it? This is for the iPhone, iOS products. Cool app, free. This will make your texts, your messaging significantly larger and noticeable. And you can create, as you can see here, very nice color backdrops and all kinds of things to make your messages stand out. They also make them look very professional. Very nice app, takes up no space whatsoever. It also has a dark mode, so if you're texting or receiving messages at night, this will automatically put it into the dark mode. So very nice app. Check it out. This next app is also an awesome app. This is called Launcher with multiple widgets. Now, this is only available for the iOS. This is free. They do offer, as a lot of apps do, in-app purchases. But for the most part, this will allow you to create a crouton, a widget, if you will. And if you have a picture of Joe and you want to call him, instead of going through and dialing the number, you just tap on Joe's picture and bam, it will call him. So this does a lot of very cool things. Call, messages, email, FaceTime the people you want to contact the most. Get directions to home, search, or nearby restaurants, coffee shops, whatever you're looking for. Quickly access your favorite websites. And this is all with one predetermined click, you know, touch of a button. So it's very nice. They do have a paid version where you'll get more stuff, of course, and they have a free version that I think gives you six widgets that you can customize. So you should look into this. It's a very nice app, very nice user interface, and a lot of fun to play with, if you will. Here we go with another app. It's called Enlight Photo Picks. I shouldn't say, it's Pixaloop. This is good for photos that you want to animate. Now, you've all seen these crazy GIFs that they're photos, but they keep, you know, like recycling and they look like they're animated. How do they do that? This is one of the apps that will do that. So here you see the Ferris wheel and it'll actually make it go around for you. Here's a picture of a surfer. So if you want to add some energy to your photos and you don't know how to do it, this one is the way to go. It's called Enlight Pixaloop, and it's totally free. Works real well. 4.8 out of 5 stars. Doesn't get much better than that. And they also make a lot of special effects apps that you can use for both photography and for video. So Enlight makes some cool things, and check it out. This also works on the iPad, by the way. Okay, this next app is one that I just started fooling with, And it does a pretty good job. It's free, available on the iOS. It's called Universe Website Builder. And you can create websites, you can sell on your websites, you can grow, and you can own your websites. Universe is the first free website builder designed for the iPhone and iPad. Build the internet from the palm of your hand. You can design, edit, publish sites with an amazing drag and drop editor that feels like you're playing with a bunch of building blocks. No more code to worry about, no mumbo jumbo. All kinds of cool things on this. It's free. If you want to attempt to build a website, this is pretty easy, pretty straightforward, fairly time consuming. And it's better if you do this on an iPad just because you have a bigger surface to work on. But a great app, a great app. And now, folks, I am going to tell you that if you have an Android device, an Android tablet, a smartphone, if you have a Shield, this app is the killer app of 2019, and it's only going to get better in 2020. This is a absolute must-have app. There's no reason not to have it. If you like watching movies, current movies and things like that, this is the app you want to get. It's called Cinema, and it comes in an APK. That is a raw file format that you can just load into any Android device. This is going to give you access to all kinds of content, current movies, old movies, all kinds of things. And you could stream this from any device to anywhere that you want. It's 100% free. There's no registration. There's no subscriptions required. There's no advertising pop-up. So in that regard, it's significantly better than a software called Kodi. It's a heck of a lot easier to install, I'll tell you that. And you can save all your favorite stuff and watch it later. You can access this section anytime you want, now or later. It's user-friendly. As I mentioned, the app is great in design and extremely simple to use. It shows you a crouton of what it is you want to watch, and you click it, and boom, there it is. This is really nice. There's over 60 categories of movies and shows. You can choose your default player. It will work on any standard player. Of course, I like to use the VLC. And there it is. It will be on the show notes, and you will enjoy this. This will also let you download it on the PC, folks, and your Roku and your Fire Stick and your Smart TV. Oh, my God. You check this app out, I guarantee it, I guarantee that you will absolutely just love this app. It's that good. And that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am going to be packing up some of my gear because I have time to do that today. And as I mentioned, I'll be heading out to a CES either Sunday or Monday. I'm not sure yet. And I will be there a couple days. And you can tune in live. Now, the thing is, Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to be in Vegas, and I don't know if I'm going to have time to get a show out. I will try. If I do get a show, it will be recorded live on the spot in Vegas. And that will probably be posted maybe Thursday night or more than likely next Friday. I will also try to do a couple ad lib on the spot interviews and just post them up on the Gadget Professor homepage. So keep an eye on that, and it should be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody in Vegas.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.